You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Online shopping can be full of pop-ups and distractions, as well as some traps and misdirection, like signing up for a free trial membership to some app or website. While you might have forgotten to keep taking those daily French lessons you signed up for, the company hasn't forgotten you or your credit card number. If you can find the unsubscribe or cancel button, even that tool might not always release you completely. And that's intentional. Harry Brignall is a user experience specialist based in the United Kingdom, and he calls these design strategies dark patterns, and he's been documenting them for over a decade.
For example, you might be buying a ticket with a low-cost airline and you find out somehow you've ended up paying for stuff you didn't ask for, like premium seats or travel insurance or whatever. And in that sort of a scenario, they've actually sneaked something into your shopping cart when you weren't looking and you end up paying for it. And afterwards, you might think, oh, well, it was only $10 or $15 for a ticket purchase that might have been 10 times that price. Maybe I should just leave it. And if that's happening to millions of customers every week, that's a lot of profit that can be made through those sorts of tricks.
What kind of regulations are there around these types of strategies?
So what's interesting is when I started out with this stuff, that it wasn't a very regulated area. And my campaigning generally appealed to designers and people who worked in the industry. And in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, it's suddenly been a lot more interest to legal scholars and regulators and lawmakers. So the topic has kind of exploded. And suddenly we've got these new regulations coming in. In California, you've got the CPRA, and in Colorado, the CPA. Those are both laws about privacy, and they aim to stop companies from tricking you into giving them permission to do stuff with your personal data, like tracking you and then selling the information to third parties. So both of those laws have definitions of dark patterns in them, and they forbid certain types of dark patterns, which is a really good thing. In Europe, we've got something called the Digital Services Act incoming. It applies to a really wide range of online businesses. So it's not specifically about privacy, but lots of different kinds of things that businesses do. And it forbids some kinds of dark patterns, which is really great. But the law hasn't yet arrived. It's kind of, the wording's been agreed, but it hasn't been kind of launched yet. So we don't know quite how effective it will be, whether or not the wording's done right, whether or not they'll be able to use it well in practice.
So where do you see the industry moving in regards to using these strategies and these dark patterns? And how do you think consumers are going to be responding to them, or just dealing with them, I guess?
Well, I think there's going to be a bit more regulation, and there's going to be some more laws, and there'll probably be some good ones written and some bad ones written. And I think we'll learn, globally, different countries are going to do different things. And I think industry will, obviously, when the laws change and they know that they're up for really big fines or big problems, they're going to pay attention. Because if there's one language that businesses speak, it's the language of money. And I think that will be very good for consumers, who will then have a safer World Wide Web to use.
Harry Brignall is a user experience specialist. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.